So, Gary, you've had a couple of days to digest the first replay of the Donegal Senior Championship final. We have to go again on Wednesday night. It's a tall order and a physical order on both sides, and already they've went through two huge mammoth ties. Going into the second replay and a historic third game to decide who lifted Dr. Maguire, what's your thinking at the moment?
I stand there on the terrace on Sunday, you know, it just really drives at home what county final is all about. I mean, I think the noise was up tenfold on the terraces and the stand last Sunday. Every reaction, every off the ball incident, every turnover, every score, the noise seemed to be, even though the crowd was slightly down, the noise was definitely up tenfold. So it wasn't just since the first time we've gone here in Donegal for a senior final and a third game as well, as far as memory serves me right. And the two sides are truly inseparable at the moment. I mean, both had their opportunities at the weekend again, same as on last day. Both had opportunities to win it. Both had opportunities to lose it. So they've only 72 hours to get their bodies right, and never mind their heads right, and get their thinking caps on again, and to play the third time in 10 days now. So it's a tall ask. It's a huge ask of management teams as well as players, so just to try and have everything ready. But listen, probably the real winners here, Oisin, I think, is the Donegal general public now, because it's put. I think the crowd's going to be, after the excitement there on Sunday again, the crowd's going to, you know, get another good crowd last night. I know there's people in from Dells, met people from Derry and Throne, even that man from County Down had come down for the game at the weekend. So there's going to be people coming in because it's the last county final left in the province, and they know now there's nothing between the two teams, and there's great coverage with yourselves and other media outlets doing the game over the last 2 days, now getting the third time. So listen, it's up there, and I think for the golden nugget of Donegal football, it's a great promotion.
Going into the first game, the final, Gwydor was tipped as favourites. Going into the second game, they said Niamh Connell had missed her chance and Gwydor were still favourites to retain the title. But as we now go into the third game, I think it's even tighter. This is so, so hard to call, Gary. It's even harder to call now at this stage, is it?
Aye, listen, the quality in the last day, it was what really impressed me. You know, even though they'd met the week before, the quality was brilliant of both teams, and the drama was there, the excitement was there. It's everything that's good about our game. And like Niamh Connell, just they're so dogged at the minute, Oisin, and you know, they just don't know when they're beat. And they were behind most of the second half the last day, but they managed to get themselves into extra time, and they went three down again in extra time. But then they led it to death. They completely flipped it around, and they could have the championship home with them. And Shane Ferry popped up with a brilliant score to tie the game later on again. You know, when probably when you look at it as well, he came into the team, so we did, for Christopher McFadden, who went off the last day and kept his place now, so we did. And of course, Kieran Gillespie went off before Christopher, and you had then James Boyle who came in for probably Kieran. And James, we hadn't seen too much in this year in club championship, but other than that, we saw him really, didn't see him until Gwydor got into Ulster last year. I remember seeing him against Carrigan, where he marked Thomas Corrigan, did a great man marking job on him, the Antrim player, so he didn't held him scoreless, and actually got a point himself that day, and matched, followed up with another point the last day. But when you look at the score, Oisin, I suppose I was looking at the score myself over extra time. Like, you know, each team got 5 points over extra time. Like, you know, it was 10 points in the space of 20 minutes. And whereas if you look at it over the 60 minutes, there were 16 scores. So there was. So it just shows you that the limbs were tired and the players were basically out on their feet, and there wasn't too much gas left in the tank when you saw that amount of scores in the extra time. And you can imagine, you know, that the players are going to be even a wee bit more fatigued in the 60 minutes this weekend. Sure, but you could probably see a slightly higher scoring game, but I don't think you're going to see a huge difference. I mean, the first day, Oisin, memory serves me right, the biggest gap during the game was 2 points, and I think the last day we got it up to three points between both teams. So I don't think you're going to see any team get a huge, massive lead, because there's nothing between the two sides.
Does any of these teams have the edge over the other going into the third game, Gary?
I did a preview for your station last weekend along with Tom Comey, and like I said to Tom, there's two areas that the game can be won now going into the second day, and to me it was whichever team could sort their own kick out, because both teams knew there was a huge press coming on it. And probably looking at it the last day there, Oisin, there wasn't huge improvements, suppose, from either team on their own kicker. Like, first day, Guidor took 56% of their kickouts, and the last day, they took an extra percent. They took 57. Flip that over to the Glentys side. The first day, Glentys took 63, but they actually went well down. They lost. They only took 43 the last day. Guidor put a huge press, and Glentys struggled, especially in the first half, to get out. I think they might only got one of their first six kickouts. So what that does was recording myself on a bit of pen and paper during the game. So to me, there's not much time, Oisin, to correct the kickouts now. You can imagine that both teams are not going to be possibly out in the pitch maybe Tuesday night. They're probably going to give the Monday night off, probably maybe just to go do walkthroughs, maybe on set plays and stuff. And you can see Guidor from the way they play, that they have a lot of set plays, so they do. And the second area I was talking about where the game could be won last weekend, along with Tom, was whatever team decides to kick the ball inside to the full forward, because the first day it didn't happen at all. And the last day, thankfully, both teams decided to do it. Now, I would say that the amount of times it was kicked in was still nowhere near what it could possibly kick in, but the rewards were huge every time it was kicked in. I would say about a good 70% of the time, both teams got a score off it, whether it was the first initial ball that went in they got a score, or whether it was the second or third ball that was broke from that they got a score from it. I think, obviously, that's, for me, it still comes down to that there. Whoever can do better in their own kicker, because both teams are brilliant at the press, and Guidor slightly changed the press the last day. He kind of went similar to Glentys. The first day they had only three in the full forward line. Glentys had four in their full forward line in the press, and Guidor went four the last day in the full forward line. So it's really difficult for both keepers to get the ball off short. And then when Glentys had to hit it long, Guidor dominated the battle in the sky.
Just finally then, Gary, and briefly looking maybe ahead from Wednesday, whoever comes out of the game has to go to Ulster. It's a situation where you're going to go on and the legs and the bodies are going to be tired to try and start a provincial campaign, to try and get momentum starting a provincial campaign.
Yeah, and listen, the happiest team right now is Castlerand and Donald Cogan, you know what I mean? Because they'll have the road well travelled between Donegal and Virginia over the last 10 days. This will be their third time travelling up now. So I don't think, you know, actually looking at it now, I suppose Guidor would have huge incentive to get back to where they were last year. That's going to be very difficult at this stage should they come out, because fatigue is going to be against them. Whereas maybe Glentys would be just delighted with the county title right now, and they would settle for that there. But, you know, the Glentys are going to have to make changes. It looked like Owen Wade went off with a hamstring the last day, and, like, I mean, he's done such a brilliant job on Owen McNeil as the last two games, so that's going to be Jurgen Vidagrantis change from the up, whereas Alton Doherty might go on, or perhaps Jack McKelvey might have to go on, or McNeil's. But you're definitely looking at some changes in the Glentys team due to injury and fatigue, and you're probably looking, Guidor might be slightly stronger the next day. Owen McFadden, the word is that he's going to be back. He has suffered a dead leg. So, actually, I'd almost kind of, the percentage is slightly lean towards Guidor as I favoured the first 2 days.